It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint Glass and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, Go Beyond the Burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon, you're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, all accounted for. Intern 11's here, DJ's here, Rich is here, Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
I'm ready, baby. Not for the weekend, but go Cats, go.
You're ready to roll, aren't you?
I'm ready, man. Let's win this thing.
It's a big party night tonight, too.
Yeah, we get out early.
Look at you.
So I get to hit the town a little early tonight.
I may meet you out tonight.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I may meet you.
Yeah, they might pave the streets of Burlington.
But you have no idea. You have no idea. I'm feeling like a big party night tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know where I'll be.
I know where you'll be.
I consider yourself invited.
Okay. I'll see you there.
That's like TJ saying, oh, I started my diet today.
TJ No. The diet starts tomorrow.
Wow. TJ had the biggest piece of cake.
It was half the cake.
It was not.
Okay, it was 3/4 of the cake.
It was not.
It was half of our boss's face.
It was his shoulder.
The piece you ate was supposed to be for the four of us.
You can't do
it. Now, wait a minute.
Right?
Here's the deal. When you walked in, number 11 said, holy crap. He was looking at your cake.
Someone cut that for me, though.
Apparently, you had a very large piece of cake as well.
I was just taking your lead.
I always said when I was younger in this business, which was a very long time ago, that you just watch. My boss someday is going to be half my age. And boom!
There you go.
My boss turned 30 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
There you go. You feel like Hank Hill at the propane mart.
All right, we got to go out.
He has no idea what that means.
Hank Hill is in a show.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Okay.
Yeah, don't even try. It is a short show. We want to get at it. You want to get in. Top Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. What a win last night for Vermont. That was just one of those gutty, gritty, we're going to go ahead, I'll tough you. The second half shooting for Vermont was absolutely tremendous. I can't remember the last time they shot lights out. Rich, that was their biggest win in how long? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because without that win, this game is meaningless tonight. Tonight is for the number one seed for America East.
I don't mean to throw water on the party here, but if they lose tonight, then last night didn't make any difference. They have to win the game tonight. I mean, they went down to Baltimore having to win both games. Now they've done part one.
Right.
Now they have to finish it off. Because if they lose tonight, then last night won't have mattered. I mean, if they had lost last night, tonight's game would have been meaningless.
Right, right.
So the only way that last night's game isn't meaningless is if they actually win tonight. But no, that being said, I don't mean to be pessimistic. I think it was a great win. When you can get 61 points out of Davis, Shungu, and Smith, that's pretty unbelievable. And I want to take my hat off to Ben Shungu, who just came out of nowhere, shot 7-for-10. The team didn't miss a single free throw in that game, and Shungu had 20-8. And just played a great game.
Had a big offensive rebound.
Yeah.
And then totally bodied up the guy and like knocked him to the side and got a layup out of it. That was a big bucket. They just played really good. It was good to see Vermont just be tough. I got to give UMBC credit. I mean, they're a damn good team, Rich. There's no doubt about that. They've been the team right up there with Vermont the last 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah, and they were supposed to play him in the finals at Patrick last year before that strange thing called coronavirus came along. But it's that kid with a hyphenated name. He's a good player. Idle Rock.
Yeah.
RJ Idle Rock. He's good.
Horvath did not have a good game. He is like their big guy, too.
Right, and he played the whole game.
Yeah, he's their big guy, but he didn't have a good game.
Nope, 3-for-11, including 0 3-pointers. So, yeah, that's going to do you in. And believe me, with all on the line and UMBC playing at home after getting their butts whooped in the second half on their own court last night, this is not going to be easy.
Well, see, they don't even win if Steph Smith doesn't go 6-7 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane because, you know, that's not happening again. I promise you that. He's not going to go 6 or 7. So I expect tonight's game to be a lot low scoring. I mean, Vermont almost put up 50 points in the second half. That was crazy.
Basket short of it. And like I said, it's going to be a battle. I'm kind of psyched that it's starting early just because it's not because it's going to interrupt the show, but just because we can leave the show and go right to the TV and, of course, radio.
By the way, just so I...
radio.
Since we're talking March Madness, by the way, 25%. Will be at the game for March Madness.
For
any game.
Okay.
You could get up to... you're allowed to have 25% capacity.
Okay, and they're all on neutral courts, so...
It's all going to be in Indianapolis. Right. So, it's all in...
The entire
March Madness.
Oh, I didn't know that. So the whole thing's in a bubble.
Yeah, and there's not going to be a lot of overlapping games, except for maybe the first real day. Not the play-in game, but there might not be a lot of overlapping games. It's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit at the end there. So it's not going to be the usual way.
And again, we talk about the importance of tonight's game. The only way this game is really important is if UMBC and Vermont play in the finals. Because otherwise, tonight's game isn't that important.
Right.
Because the last thing UVM wants to do is have to go down 95 again for 10 hours or whatever the trip to Baltimore is in 3 weeks and play them again down there. But that's what's going to happen if they lose tonight. So the thing that is, if the chips fall, Hartford's good. They could knock somebody off. There's a couple of other good teams that have been surprising this year, like NJIT. UMass Lowell's a 500 team.
Yeah.
So the only way tonight's game matters is if if it's all chalk the whole way through the America East playoffs.
Getting a lot on the Town Fair Tire text line. This is from Peter. It'd be interesting to see how many minutes the starters can play effectively as they did last night. UMBC hope they got their beauty sleep. Yeah, remember now, they're sleeping in their own beds, so they're going to have a little bit of an advantage over Vermont. They did play a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and not a lot of guys played. I mean, you had, six, seven, eight guys played, and Murphy only played seven minutes
and
didn't
score,
strange. Yeah, so they're going to have, Isaiah Powell played 37 minutes, but same with UMBC. They used pretty much the same guys the entire game, including that guy Horvath you talked about played the entire game, all 40 minutes. So they're going to be just as tired. And the thing to keep in mind, too, Arnie, is that these guys are going to have 2 weeks off after tonight's game. So I'm sure John Becker sitting in that locker room saying, guys...
Right.
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's have a nice, long, fun bus ride home, and we can rest.
It's not like they're tired anyway. They've only played 12 games all year or 13 games.
No, and I think that's to the advantage of UVM.
Yes.
It's hard to say, but UMBC has played 18 games. Vermont has played 13. You know, and that's stretching it a little bit for the bunch of 20-year-olds care about that. But you never know. It may come in handy tonight. But again, I think the idea of dangling the cherry in front of them saying you don't have to have any practice for a couple days and you won't have another game for 2 weeks is a lot of incentive to go out there and give it 1,000,000,000%.
First time texter, new to the show. I've been ice fishing all week on the lake. Each day at 4, we've been saying time for the huddle. You ever been ice fishing?
Nice. I have, with the governor.
Really?
Yeah, they were doing a promotion.
Look at you dropping names.
Yeah, down Shelburne Pond. It was -5, and I'm sitting out there with Jim Douglas ice fishing.
I've been polar bear fishing. You ever been polar bear fishing?
Is that a joke?
Do you know how you do it?
No.
Do tell.
You go and you cut a hole in the ice, okay? And then you take green peas, and you put strategically around the hole. You put them around the hole. And the polar bear will come up, and he will inquisitively wonder what's going on. When he bends over to take a pee, you kick him in the ice hole.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's good?
You got to think that one through. Think about what he just said in that last line.
You got to kick him in the ice hole.
No, when he comes up to take a pee, you got to kick him in the ice hole. That's funny.
That's funny.
You don't get it.
I do get it. The peas, I get it, but...
No, it's...
No, I get it, but I just, you know...
I like that one. I'll give that a 7.
Thank you.
I'll give it a -7.
Thank you. All I can say is with Shungu, Rice Memorial's going crazy.
Yeah.
Today. I mean, they're excited about their boy.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable performance. And like you said, Steph Smith, every time he pulled up from three, it was like you knew it was going in.
By the way, Jim in San Diego said, Rich, don't fret about turning 60. A few things in your life will change, like you start paying close attention to laxative commercials. 2, you mostly do squats in the gym because it helps you go to the bathroom. You can still chase swimming, but only downhill. A nap chance sounds better than a lap dance. That's true, too.
That's true.
That's pretty funny.
Five, an all-nighter means sleeping the whole night without going to the bathroom. And six, you'll stop making fun of adult diaper commercials and start clipping the coupons just in case.
Absolutely. Bring on the Depends, baby.
No,
I'm ready.
Stop it. I can't do that. I can't do that. I
just can't even picture any of those things. Although I do get up to pee at 4 a.m. every day.
Jeffrey says, here's my hot take.
Not that you need to know that.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Ben Roethlisberger to New England.
Ugh,
that's not going to happen.
No chance.
As a matter of fact, Colin Cowherd is now jumping on the Jimmy G to the Patriots.
Yeah, it seems like the momentum is gone in the last week, which means nothing because next week it'll be five other guys. But I'm hearing a lot of Jimmy G and I'm hearing a lot of Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, that's the two front runners right now.
Yeah, that's the middle of the road guys who aren't going to cost. Well, Jimmy G's going to cost you quite a bit, but he's not going to cost you Dak Prescott money.
First time texter, bonjour who? Avile?
Wait a minute, let me check.
Avu.
Avu. Bonjour, avu. The huddle. Look at that. Look at my French.
I'm gonna have to start taking spoken like a local.
I'm gonna have to start taking French lessons.
I'm
again.
Telling
Rich,
you.
Have fun with the Bruins on Sunday. I'm gonna be sitting there steaming that I can't be there, and even worse that my daughter can't be there. She lives in the same town.
I saw somebody who took a picture of the one end of the ice looking all the way down.
Yeah,
and it is just spectacular.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It is unbelievable.
Can't wait. Bruins Flyers. Bruins are all of a sudden they're having some troubles, but you know we'll take it. It's bound to happen.
You know what else is gorgeous? The first pictures out off of Mars from the rover. Yeah. Have you seen those?
Is that the red planet?
What is wrong with you?
If you didn't hear yesterday, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the thing landed yesterday.
Here we go.
And they said touchdown, and the Kansas City offense went, "What's that?"
One of the highest scoring teams of the year.
Maybe I didn't hear it right. I don't know. Maybe Kansas City. Maybe it was the delivery.
Come on, that was a sports related joke.
It's a touchdown.
I'm trying. Been listening to the huddle for 2 weeks. Watched a Vermont game last night. They look good. Just got to get the hockey team turned around, Kelly, in Winnipeg.
Yes.
Every day we're getting these Winnipeg.
How far is Winnipeg from us?
Winnipeg would take you about 15 hours.
Wow. I can't drive there.
I might do that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, why don't you go drive to Winnipeg?
Yeah, that's so legal.
You might be closer to Disney than you are to Disneyland than you are to Winnipeg.
And Winnipeg is so beautiful in the dead of winter.
That is true. Tony says, first thing is Jimmy G is coming back because that's what Bill wants.
Second thing
is he wanted to make sure you don't talk about the Celtics at all the entire show.
Yeah, well, the entire show only has 12 minutes left in it. So.
You didn't even bring that up, Rich, when we said Jimmy G and Marcus Mariota are the rumors. But there's really one name that Bill wants, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo. You know that, and I know that.
I'm not all that excited about that. I mean, are you?
He went to a Super Bowl. I think he's a pretty damn good quarterback.
On the heels of his defense.
I think he'll do exactly what Belichick tells him to do, and that's the most important thing.
Happy Friday, guys. Randy in St. Albans. Huddle drinking game. Somebody should write this down. A sip every time Rich mentions a geographical location, and a shot every time Arnie says red sock or screws up anything grammatically.
Oh, then you won't be drinking at all for me.
You'd never see 5 o'clock.
No, stop it.
You guys should be dead.
Stop it.
Alcohol poisoning.
Jimmy G was the starting quarterback of a Super Bowl team, and Bill wants him back. Does it really make a difference if he was the quarterback of a Super Bowl team?
Now, what did he have in that game, about 100 yards?
No, he would have actually been the winning quarterback if he would have completed one more pass. Remember, they had a 10-point lead that game in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. Yep.
Usually you don't give them up in a Super Bowl, that's for sure. All right, you want to get in 802-655-6672. So go ahead and jump in. Where are you guys hanging out tonight? You go to the poorhouse, right?
I'll be there.
All right.
At 4:31.
We'll come back, get you ready for UVM basketball. That's next year in the Huddle, 101.3 The Game. All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. It is a Friday,
Woo!
Party Friday. We're ready to roll.
Let's
By the
go.
Way, TJ just told the funniest joke. I noticed when the microphones are off, the pressure's off.
Stop.
And what?
Stop.
What, the pressure was off? You told the funny joke?
Well, you want to give it another try?
You want to give it another try?
Tennessee is trying to build a statue of Dolly Parton.
Yes.
She has come out and said, I don't want you to do that. Apparently, the plan has gone bust.
You see? That was funny. But he had to think about it and tell it off the air first, just to get momentum on the air. I think you froze up on the air. What can I tell you? What can I tell you?
I don't ever freeze up.
Rich, tell us when the pregame, by the way, is starting for UVM and BMAC on the call today. So very
10 minutes.
Wow.
It's coming down. This is going to be huge. Looking forward to it. I can't wait to listen to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, if UVM wins this game, they win the America East regular season championship. What, for the fifth year in a row? We are so lucky.
No, they already have. They already win the America East.
They've already won a tie.
Yeah, but
yes.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
No. They're not a tie. Yeah, they automatically.
They have clinched a tie.
Clinched a tie, but they put out that they are co-champions. That's what they're called.
Yes. Yes, but if they win tonight, it will be theirs and only theirs.
Yes, correct.
And they'll be the number one seed. So 3 weeks down the line, if UMBC plays against UVM, UVM doesn't have to drive all the way to Baltimore again to play the game.
That's for all exactly the fish sticks. Yeah. For all the fish sticks tonight. All the marbles.
There you go.
I remember fish sticks in elementary school.
Yeah, jeez, I love those things. Absolutely loved it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Why does the Weeknd get a custom Super Bowl ring?
I don't know. They just give those things out to anybody, right? I mean, like, everybody gets a Super Bowl ring if you have anything to do with the team nowadays.
Now, here's the deal. The Weeknd is going to receive a custom Super Bowl ring to honor his performance at the halftime show. Apparently from someone who didn't watch his performance at the halftime show, because it wasn't that great. Actually, it sucked. It was bad.
And why he doesn't play for the team, so I don't know why you get a ring.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just because you perform at it. Does all the performers get one or just them?
The play-by-play, the broadcasters, they all get stuff like that.
Harry from Winnipeg wants to know what happened to the Bruins Devils.
Ugh, I know. Wasn't pretty last night.
It was ugly.
It was. They're in a little bit of a drought right now, and David Krejci got hurt, and he is, as usual with hockey, it's all either upper body or lower body, as if there's no other parts of your, you know, there's nothing else. You don't have a hand or a leg or a knee or anything. So that, you lose a guy who's got 10 assists on the year, and you lose your second liner, and that's not going to help.
Remember when I told you some of the rumors for J.J. Watt? Well, the Buffalo Bills now, they're really like the front runner coming around the turn.
Tomorrow I hear the Rams are going to be the top front runner.
No, it's not. No, it's good. You're going to hear the Bills are going to be the front runner right now. I mean, that's coming from a lot of sources out there. You don't believe sources. Of course not.
It's just ridiculous. It's wasting time.
Really? So all those like Jay Glazers and...
Yeah, but how often do these things happen?
When Woj says something goes on, we count that as gospel, don't we? For basketball?
For gospel?
Do we not do that or what? Do we not
just... We have to do a shot. He just mispronounced something.
Do we not take his word for it, though?
Not when they say these six players could be the next quarterback for New England. What are they...
It's clickbait.
I mean, it's just... Yeah, it's all it is clickbait.
Well, somebody's got to be the next quarterback for New England. Yeah,
the only time I take anything serious is Jay Glazer is reporting that Jimmy Garoppolo is now the New England Patriots quarterback. Then you have to pay attention to it because he's saying it's happening.
By the way, what happened to Johnny Damon? What's going on there?
Well, he got drunk and drove.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
DUI down in where? Florida? Is that where he is?
Yeah. Then his wife got into a fight with the cop.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear that. And they took her into custody, too. She knocked his camera off his... uniform.
Oh, that's not really? Smart.
Body camera, yeah.
Did you see the picture of Johnny, his mugshot?
I didn't.
He looks like hell.
Does he still got long hair?
Yeah, he got long stringy hair, though, like he's barely hanging on.
Well, what is he, 45?
Yeah.
I don't know, the picture that was in the news article that I put up on the Facebook page earlier, he looks like a freaking Esquire model.
Fabio. In 10 years, it'll be Flabio, but not yet. By the way, how's the downstairs? Is it all done? Did you watch TV last night?
No. The TV is still another couple more days away. Okay. So still a couple more days away. I think my prediction on the game yesterday was 80-71.
Jeez. Yeah.
No, I said Vermont by 2 points, I think, was my prediction.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, number 11, can you go back and check the tape?
Yeah, check the tape on that. I think I'm going to say again Vermont by 2 points.
What are you going to say, UMBC?
No, I think this one's actually going to be a lot closer. This one could come down to a... Last second shot, UMBC made a run, and they were down by 10 and closed it within 2, and then we stretched it back out again last night.
Yeah, they couldn't stop hitting threes. They were 10 for 21 from beyond the arc.
Yeah, usually
the Celtics should watch one of their games.
They were hot, but then we started playing much better defense. Our defense is we're a good defensive team.
Yeah, I've noticed this year UVM's putting up more points than they usually do. A John Becker team isn't a team that you usually see getting 80 points every game. They've done it a few times this year.
No, but again, like you said, the big three had 61 of the
61.
80.
61. And Powell had 11.
But that's what's going to happen, right?
So they had 72 of the 80 points between the four of them.
Usually four is going to get you the most points anyway. Sometimes it's three. So they had more balanced scoring on UMBC, but I think one guy had 23 and everybody else was no great shakes.
Right. 66.7% shooting percentage. So
For
Vermont.
Yeah, but UMBC shot well, too. I think we didn't shoot that well.
I think it was just under,
54%.
All right.
But maybe in the second half we shot that much.
Yeah, they almost put up 50 in the second half.
Yeah, we were red hot. We were not missing, so it was awesome. All right, getting ready for the pregame show. Remember, the winner today will get the number one seed.
Yep.
All the marbles, all the fish sticks.
For the Americas tournament, because also the top two seeds will have a bye the way to the semifinals.
Right, so that takes a little of the drama out of tonight and the fact that both teams are going to get the bye anyway.
All right.
But still, let's go Cats.